Welcome to Titan PI TV, another episode looking inside the inner workings of an operational investigation agency based here at Derby, Titan Private Investigation Limited. Today's episode is going to be focused on matrimonial investigations. So, matrimonial investigations for us at Titan are 20% roughly of our operational yearly demand. The other 80% is generally corporate. Matrimonial investigations are generally all year round. There's no dips in them, although there can be times where there's more operational demand required. Corporate investigations, the other 80% of our business, they have lulls. Generally, school holidays, key decision makers are off, so instructions will reduce. So let's look at matrimonial investigations. What are they? This is when an individual, a partner, a husband, a wife, they believe that behaviour has changed and they have cause to believe that it may be due to an extramarital affair. We are dealing here with potentially vulnerable adults, people that have been betrayed by the person they love. It's a horrible time, a horrible experience for them to be going through, and we have to deal with them accordingly. It might be that behaviour has changed and they have drawn the conclusion that an extramarital affair might be involved. That might not be the case. It might be that an individual is in a relationship, they know this is going on, they just want the proof, they want the closure, and they want to walk away. So, let's look at how we investigate it. So there's two ways. The first way is when you absolutely know when it's happening. And the second is when you have absolutely no idea when it's happening and with who, and the driver vehicle. So the first one, we know when they have this potential marital affair. We would deploy two surveillance operatives to follow, monitor, and record covertly the individual, the subject's movements, so the person we are focusing our attention on during the deployment. We would use overt cameras such as camcorders in vehicles if it's a mobile follow, so we're following a subject from a vehicle in a vehicle. And if we go into public spaces, we will use items that look like everyday devices. However, they're not. They are purely made to record audio and video footage. So we have the capabilities to be able to get in there and get the irrefutable evidence on camera. The second type is where we will deploy a GPS vehicle tracker onto the vehicle. We generally do this in the early hours of the morning, and when we give you access to it. There's lots of work that goes on behind the scenes before we deploy the device. First of all, we need to do a recce of the address to see if there's any PIR cameras, any security lights which might activate during our deployment. We would then the following morning give the client access to the tracker. They can then watch this or the movement of the vehicle live time, or they can interrogate it historically because the device records all the data, all of the movement. It will tell you when it's moving. It can report up to every 5 seconds whilst it's moving, and then it will sleep when the vehicle's not moving and you can see its location. With both of these, we would provide you with a comprehensive report. In the first instance, the report would include images taken from the surveillance footage, and that report effectively forms an exhibit if it's required in a civil or family or a criminal court. With the tracking data, that is merely an intelligence tool. It's not seen as evidence. And the reason it's not seen as evidence is because you can't prove who's driving. It's electronic data of the location of that vehicle and its movement. It doesn't tell you who's in it. It doesn't tell you who's driving it, any occupants. It just gives purely the locations it travels to. So it's an intelligence tool. That might answer all your questions. However, it might not. And you may then want to go on to the first scenario, which was then to gain that evidence, irrefutable evidence, which is video footage of what is happening at those locations. So I hope this has been a good insight into matrimonial investigations. If you do need us, please call us and we will treat you how you should be treated with respect. Thank you for listening to another episode of Titan PI TV. See you next time.